This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Some of the foreign countries President Obama called partners in tightening airline security aren't actually changing anything, and some European governments say they need time for further study. Mesa Air Group has received court permission to pay employees and critical vendors, allowing it to continue operating as it undergoes reorganization under Chapter 11. The new GP7200 jet engine, which powers the Airbus A380, reached 100,000 revenue flight hours at the end of December without a single in-flight shutdown since entering service. Tetra Tech, an engineering consulting firm, says it's been awarded the FAA's NAVTAC contract, short for Navigation Technical Assistance Contract. Among the tasks will be development work on next-gen ATC. Rockwell Collins reports it has completed the acquisition of the AR Group companies, including Air Routing International, a provider of trip support services for business aircraft flight operations. An Air Berlin 737 crew aborted takeoff from Dortmund and veered off the runway Sunday morning in wintry conditions. The plane remained intact and no one was injured, but the airport was shut down for more than 13 hours. A moon rock from the Sea of Tranquility, collected during the historic Apollo 11 mission more than 40 years ago, will be heading back to space and a new home aboard the International Space Station, sharing quarters with a piece of Mount Everest. NASA's Kepler Space Telescope has discovered its first five new exoplanets, or planets beyond our solar system. And the award-winning Autolite Annie campaign has run its course. The spark plug line will now be sold under the Tempest brand name, following its acquisition from Unison. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters touches on the outlook for the company's piston line and assesses the performance of our alphabet groups. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.